The most indigenous country in the Americas is hardly a place you would expect to find a loudly public group of genderbenders. But since 2002, on any given weekend day in Bolivia's capital, La Paz, men and an occasional woman, dressed in often bizarre outfits, can be found strolling and strutting through the streets. They chat to startled pedestrians and hand out candy to passing children. La Familia Galán, or the Galán family as they are known, mixes irreverence for convention with challenges to stereotypes, all carried out through the inimitable humor of drag. Paris Galán is one of the key figures.
The important and interesting thing about transformism is simply to express yourself. But there is a common element for me particularly, which is to draw attention. For all of our political demands to be real, if we go out into the streets just dressed in normal clothes, no one will pay any attention. We want to cause fascination in people. We don't give people time to make negative criticisms, to assault us or insult us. When they realize what we are already part of their families, among their friends and their organizations.
De sus organizaciones, de sus instituciones.
La Familia, now numbering about 25, has its origins in a group of drag queens who began appearing in 1996, late at night in small, obscure bars. From these early drag pageants, they left the night behind and publicly pushed the boundaries of traditional drag into a very different and often extreme form. No longer are they limited to simply imitating women, Dana Galán explains.
El transformismo es más un deseo.
Transforming myself, more than anything, is a desire to take control of my body and to take pleasure in changing myself. Transforming for me in particular is a political strategy. It gives me the opportunity to reject being controlled by my fears. For me, it's desire, passion, and fantasy.
Yes, fantasía.
Caos Galán is a British sociologist who has been living in Bolivia for many years. Her research on gender and postmodernism led her to join the family.
I first met the Familia Galán in December 2000. It was around Human Rights Day, International Human Rights Day. And I and the activist companion had organized a big festival in a large public square in La Paz. And it was to celebrate sexual rights within human rights for International Human Rights Day. And somebody suggested we invited this group of drag queens to dance. And they did a series of dances in not just drag feminized gear, but also androgynous, devil-like, animal-like. And I remember Paris, for example, saying, "We're not pretending to be women. We're guys wearing wigs, makeup and heels. So what?"
So do they see themselves as gay, as transvestites, or some as transsexuals? Caos Galán.
We don't identify by sexual orientation or option. We identify by gender performance and also by the whole thing of transformismo, of transforming. It's kind of almost a condition in the Family Galán that you do something performative with your body and with dress in public. That's what unites us. The thing about sexual option orientation is diverse, changing. I would say we're more queer than anything else. Different members of the family would use different words to describe their sexual preference, but that's not out there for public scrutiny, what we do in bed or out of bed with people. It's more a question of how we choose to perform gender.
The Galán refuse to be victims in a country that has been exploited ever since the Spanish conquerors hauled away unimaginable amounts of silver. Nowadays, modern multinational corporations are after Bolivia's rich oil and gas resources. Dana Galán explains the Galán perspective.
Que no dejamos que
we don't let discrimination and exclusion limit us from gaining and exercising our rights. We begin from a logic of appropriating our rights rather than feeling we are victims who have to wait for others to grant them to us. I am the representative of my own life, of my own body. So for this reason, I must win these rights and make alliances with other oppressed groups.
Con otros movimientos.
In April 2004, before the most conservative Christian churches got wind of it, the Bolivian Congress passed a comprehensive sexual and reproductive rights law, which contained explicit protection for sexual minorities. But the bill has languished for over a year because the president hesitated in signing it, calling for broader public debate on the controversial issues it encompasses, from rights to sexual pleasure to birth control. The churches have reacted with fury, calling for respect for what they call the natural family. Paris explains what family means to La Galán.
Family for us is a configuration of people and members who do everything together. Live together, have fun together, have great moments, have difficult moments. Sometimes we have serious and difficult discussions. With the special ingredient that we are neither a biological nor traditional family, and we make decisions together.
Todos decidimos cosas juntos.
Changing a homophobic and machista society like Bolivia's is far from easy, but La Familia Galán have their own vision of the process. Dana Galán.
Busco seducir, si quieres, en cierta
I am looking to seduce and change the cultural situation we live in, starting from the idea of a family as a movement. Forming a different kind of political and cultural family that interacts with other social movements and achieves a change in the dominant paradigm of sexuality, of gender, only women and men, masculine and feminine, which ignores the richness of sexual diversities. Each person constructs his or her own sexuality and gender in his or her own way.
Que cada persona construye su género de distinta manera.
Galán are determined to follow their own creative paths, which defy conceptions of any kind. This has made them a curiosity in the local media, which only began acknowledging that sexual minorities exist in Bolivia in 1994. The Galán have seized this space effectively, and besides producing a play and working on a film, just had a photo exhibit showing at a La Paz gallery. But rebellion is always close to the surface. They remain committed to Joda en Serio, as Dana explains.
Bueno, joder en serio ha sido...
To screw around seriously is in reality a project and a characteristic of the Familia Galán. All our activities have begun with screwing around, from a night out on the streets or a night between lovers. By organizing this action means that the screwing around of that moment becomes something serious. But that doesn't mean that the element of screwing around doesn't remain in everything we do.
Toda la parte de joda que ha existido.
For This Way Out, this is Linda Farthing in La Paz, Bolivia.